For a long time, the Staffordshire has had many connections with the North Wales area. For many, it's been and continues to be an area for holidays, short breaks, and a place with many family and business connections. And if you've driven along the North Wales coast from Flint to Prestatyn over the last 30 or so years, you may have noticed a ship that looks like it's moored in a field near Mostyn. Well, this ship is a former cruise liner and ferry called the Duke of Lancaster, and it's been moored on the Dee Estuary since 1979. Originally, the ship was home to a leisure centre and market called the Fun Ship, but due to a number of planning disputes between the owners and local council, the vessel has stood largely unused for the last few years, and now a group's been formed to help try and breathe new life into the ship and return the vessel to some kind of use again. The organisation is called the Duke of Lancaster Appreciation Society, and their spokesperson, Ashley Gardner, joins us on The Breakfast Show. Good morning to you, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning, I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. Now, tell us a little bit about the history of the ship then, and how it came to be there in the first place.
Well, John Rowley, he has the market business, and it was a loophole in the law that you couldn't trade on a Sunday in those days, in 1970s it was. And so, but it didn't apply to maritime vessels. So he saw this loophole and he thought, well, this great opportunity. So he bought himself a ship and decided to sail it to Slaneke Moor.
And did you ever visit the ship when it was open in the sort of back in the day?
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, because people have told me about it, and I always said, oh, I'm a bit too young, but
I vaguely remember it. Yeah, but I think I was a little bit too young. Yeah.
So does John Rowley still own the ship now?
He does, yes.
So what have been the problems? Because the ship has been pretty much closed as far back as I can remember. I was sort of driving along the coast and see it, and sort of sadly in the last sort of 10 years or so, seen it sort of deteriorate, and it looks from the outside quite badly. But what have been the problems for the ship?
It's mainly planning problems with the council. The access problems with regards to emergency vehicles. We are currently in discussion with the council at the moment trying to get over these issues, but it's not an easy task. As you can imagine, it's been 30 years, but it hasn't really got anywhere, and we're hoping to make a breakthrough.
I've noticed from your website that I guess the two sort of things that crop up time and time again is obviously the new coastal path, which is along North Wales, but also a bridge with a weight limit. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, Henton Bridge, that's the access to the rear of the ship via Cobb Road. The bridge itself is owned by Network Rail, it goes over the railway. And apparently there's a 10-ton weight restriction on this bridge. There's no signs or anything on it, but they say that we have discussions with Network Rail, and they say that there is a weight restriction, but they will allow heavier vehicles to use it if with their authorisation, which they do, because the water treatment plant is down there.
Right.
And that's wagons and all sorts go down, 30-ton wagons plus. And for the rock armour for the sea defences, they also deliver the rock armour for that. And so we know that the bridge does carry heavier vehicles, but they won't allow the authorisation of a fire engine, which to me is a bit ridiculous, to say the least.
It sounds a bit odd. So
yeah.
Over the last sort of few years, and I've been following this sort of from afar, and kind of from the days when it was on a BBC discussion site and then became a Facebook site, you've now formed something called the Duke of Lancaster Appreciation Society. Tell us about that and what you're hoping to achieve.
The Appreciation Society was started about 2 years ago, and we have actually now set up a company called Duke Associates of Slaneke Moor Limited, and we're now a registered charity as well, with a view to actually getting fundraising and doing something with the ship, because we really have to do something with her. She can't sit there the way she is.
So as a society then, are you in touch with the owners, or are you kind of working on your own to try and come up with some kind of plan?
No, we're completely independent from the owners. As I say, we're currently in discussions with the council at the moment. Until we can actually see a future that they're going to work with us, then, you know, we can't really move on from there. As soon as that's solved, and I'm hoping, that fingers crossed, that we